So John is the project manager of Calibre, and so very qualified to replace Andrea here today. And he is with the National Microelectronics Application Center in Limerick, so from industry. John has 30 years of experience in software and 15 years in RTT review projects for the Commission. He was recently a rapporteur for the Commission consultation process on open source policy. John.
Thank you. Good morning. Over the next 10 minutes, I'll just introduce you to the project, a very brief introduction. The project is called Calibre. It's a coordination action in the sixth framework of the EU Information Society Technologies Programme, the IST programme. So Calibre is coordination action, CA, Libre. We use the word Libre software because in English, free, different meaning. That means free as in you give it for nothing. Whereas Libre suggests that it's freedom. So that's why we use the term Libre for open source. So when I talk about open source software, or OSS, or Libre, it's the same thing. We've 12 partners from all over Europe, and we have an industrial partner from China, ChinaSoft. It's a 2-year project, and we're finishing next May, so we've another 6 months to go. And you can read all about us at our web address, calibre.ie. This lists the partners. We have two French partners who have big installations here in Paris, JET and UPMC. But as you can see, there's quite a spread of people across Europe. Primarily academic, but also some industrial. Background, well, in the research part of our project, we feel that the pillars for the future of software development are in the areas of open source, agile methods, and distributed development. In particular, in terms of the open source, it's an interesting paradigm because it addresses what's now called the software crisis of cost, delivery, and quality. And this, I presume, is particularly important in ATM and for Eurocontrol. We in Europe, the phenomenon is quite strong here in Europe still, and how can we benefit from it? Most of the focus to date has been by governments and public authorities, but we're looking at what we call the secondary software sector. That is the sector where software is not the prime output. And obviously ATM is a terribly, terribly important domain. Hopefully one of the conclusions from today is that it will be an indispensable part of the ATM sector. Open source is actually a very complex phenomenon. What we are trying to do in the Calibre project is, with the group of partners that I showed you, is we feel we have the critical mass of the people who have looked at it, and we want to address the issue. We have three objectives. One, we want to integrate and coordinate the research and practice, what's actually happening. And in particular, what we want to do is have an effective transfer of the useful lessons from open source, particularly from open source as it is in academia, to industry, and from industry back to academia. And we want to establish a European industry forum, which we call Calibration, to give the voice on what European industry wants in open source, particularly to the Commission, what policy initiatives are required and so on. This just graphically shows our work. So our three research work packages are on open source, distributed development and agile methods. And our two key outputs will be the forum, the industry forum, as I mentioned. And also we want to define a roadmap or a paradigm or a new paradigm for software development. And as it has now emerged, we'll be doing that very much in the context of the I-2010 and the Framework 7 programs for the Commission. Our main tools are listed here, but the key ones are workshops and conferences, workshops such as today. This just lists some of the events we've had, and this is the event here today. Our next formal events are in March in Hovde in Sweden on distributed development. And finally, in Madrid in May, we'll hopefully be able to present our roadmap as we see it for the future. What impacts? Well, as our coordinator keeps on quoting Brian Fitzgerald, it's easier to create the future than predict it. And I think, not just for Europe, for the ATM sector, this is what you've got to do. So I can't predict what's going to happen, but if you want it to happen, you can make it happen. and I come back to my talk at the end on that theme. One of the things we want to do in our project is to move from this very ideological approach to open source, which says that open source is good and it's open source or nothing, to a much more pragmatic, realistic, and research roadmap and agenda. That's what we want to achieve. And presumably that's what Eurocontrol requires, and that's what the industry requires. We want to put open source on the agenda of sectors such as ATM. We want to discover and find and document best practice business models. Because I think, as you'll hear this morning, that is one of the difficult areas in open source. What are the practical business models that work? And then in return, what we want to give back to academia and to the researchers is a more effective and coherent, practice-informed research. So it's not all one way. And finally, as I say, our aim within the project is we want to come up with a coherent vision or paradigm that integrates what we see as the three pillars in software engineering of open source, agile methods, and distributed development.
Thank you very much for this short introduction. I think it illustrates very well why we were very happy to detect this project in the first year of our study, because it was very relevant to talk to these specialists.
Just a question, what's the main objective of
Calibre? Well, the three objectives, as I said, is to integrate the research and coordinate it and document it. The final objective would be to set up the industry forum. And the second one is to document the research. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's a coordination action. So our purpose is not to create new technologies or whatever, it's to actually coordinate what's happening and to put it on the agenda. By the meeting like today, hopefully we'll have to achieve.
I don't know if Jean-Luc wants to add anything. We followed the meetings for a year now.
Yes. Well, when we started to think a little bit about what open source could be here in Eurocontrol, we started by reading some books about open source and free software. And then it appears that we needed to meet specialists. And so by chance, I have to say, I met Calibre. And I think it's a nice place to be in order to exchange information from universities, but also to exchange information with other industries and to see if some transfer of knowledge can be done between different industries with very different kind of activities. At this stage, I think we are in a very early stage. And Calibre, I think, is a sort of tool to try to see if progress are relevant and to share experiences.
Can you define the secondary sector a little bit more, in a little bit more detail?
Okay, the secondary sector, it's Eurojar, it's EU jargon. Because somebody else asked that question. It's a sector where software production is not the primary output. So, for instance, for Microsoft or Oracle, their primary output is software, so their primary software sector. Another word perhaps might be more accurate, as John was using, is maybe we look at vertical sectors rather than horizontal sectors. So horizontal would be commodity type software, such as database management systems or office systems or whatever. Whereas we're looking at sectors where the primary activity is not software, but software is vitally important to the sector. And the feeling at the Commission, because the Commission who picked up the jargon, is that in the primary sector, the US dominates predominantly the world at the moment. Whereas in the secondary sector, Europe is actually very strong. And is there some way that we can leverage these new paradigms in the software and services of open source, agile, and distributed development to enhance our European position in that particular sector? So, for instance, ATM, automotive, telecommunications, banking, they're the sort of key sectors where we're very strong. But if we don't coordinate what we do, I'm afraid the US will take us out there as well.
Right. But then there are the problems of wanting to keep things confidential because they are assets to the companies who are doing the development.
Well, there are the issues that I think you'll see coming up today, yes, very much so, yes. As I mentioned there, at one level, open source is a very straightforward technology. Linux, OpenOffice, whatever. But it isn't really, it's much more complex. And there's some of the issues, very, very much so. IP is another one, software patents is another one, and so on. There's a whole load of issues. So it is a very, very complex area. So it has major strategic implications, which hopefully we'll explore today. Thank you. Is there any more questions, remarks?